We're holding Shin Mem Vav. Sif Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. We ran through the Makab and Ramot at the end, and I want to revisit some issues here. First, the Kuda is that we said over a Chiddush of the Ktois, and that is that if I send a Shliach to do something, I'll send a Shliach with money, let's say, to buy something, and on the way the Shliach is Pesheya, the Ktois has a Cheshmen. That if you hold shlichus is enough for pshia bevaylim, then the shlich will always be part of whatever he does. Why? Because shlichus shaladim kagufay. So it's like the shlich has me with him all the time. Wherever he's going, I'm going with him, and I'm together with him. So he always has a din of shmir bevaylim in his shlichus. My male will always be part of like the shitas Ramah, who brings down it to whatever yesh chot and shitas Ramah. That you could say shlichus shaladim kamoyka for pshia bevaylim. There'll be enough to allow. That was a blitz chiddush of the Ktois. Now it happens to be this fake as a dina. Yeah, yeah. Once he's a shliach, the shliach shall not then come moisa. Right, correct. We deviate from him. Okay, good. Although he could dan at the shliach of shmira, he might have already had shmira b'bailim, and then right. So you have to know. Okay, but that's what we said. Over. No, Elam had. Yeah, because Pshia the Bailam were Ishmir Bailam, but that's even on Pshia. So I want to just say over that I just looked more into it because I know the Elam had problems, the Yukuk had a problem, is that this Ktois is in Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkot Na'alef. And the Sivus of the Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkot Nehei brings down the Ktois and he says, Dvorim Tmum the Einai. He doesn't say, why? He just says, Dvorim Tmum. It leaves you hanging. So I want to tell you that could be made in Sivus means this, maybe not, is that we said already. In Sif Dalit, I believe it was, that the holding the Shmira of Bailam is if the Bailam are helping out the Shema in the Shema's item. I'm helping out, or at least even if it's in my own item, I'm helping out the Shema, Mutalis Hashema. He needs help in the Shmira. So good, I'll help him with the Shmira. So who am I doing it for? Whose taklis I'm doing it for? This. But if I'll do it for my own taklis, I'm doing like the Ramah says, I'm doing it, or like the Makabe says, Shalag Yisuf Hamasri. I'm helping him load it, but not because I want to help him load the animal, load the car. I'm doing it because he shouldn't ruin the car, so that's not Shmira B'Bailim, so I'm really doing it for myself. Or I'm helping him with the Stemberg, whatever it's pronounced. But all these cases, that's not Shmira B'Bailim. We had a Shach, and the Shach said, over the argument this one, Reish Tadi Aleph, the Shach says, that the Bailim stay on watching it a little bit. So it's not because it's Shmira B'Bailim, because the Bailim aren't watching the Latelas Hashemah, they're watching it for the egg in the Latelas. Oh. So over here, let's understand this. I send the shliach to do a job for me. He has my item. He has my money. And then there's the shliach shaladim kamaisa. And yeah, I'm with the shliach. Wherever he goes, I'm there too. Although, where am I there? I'm there for myself. I'm not there for him. I'm not trying to help him out to minimize his shmir by me being there virtually. Of the din shliach shaladim kamaisa, I don't help him out with the shmir whatsoever. So he's watching it just the same. So if I'm there, I'm accompanying him, I'm helping him out, but I'm not doing it for him, I'm doing it for myself, because it's like, I'm watching my own atom, I made him a shliach to watch my item. Just look at it, and Kavaita says, I'm there too watching my item. So if I'm watching my item, that's not Shmir B'Bailim. Shmir B'Bailim has to do for his tailors. What does the Kseis want, that every time you have shlichus, you wouldn't have a built-in Shmir B'Bailim? That's not true, you don't have a built-in. All right. Bokshem I found this week, I was looking around, there's a favorite Tabois Zohav. It's been to like 50 years ago, and he asked this kasha in the Ktois. He said, what's going on? I came this kasha, maybe not as clear with the shock, whatever, but came this kasha, it doesn't flash me a violin, you're doing for egg and italic. And then he's most of another kasha, and that kasha, I believe you took ass last week. He says, a bizarre, if this is true, if the Ktois is right, then throw out the whole shmir of violin, throw out the whole pasha shmir. The lamb is a shluch shalad and kamaisa, not limited only by a shliach. Every shema is doing me a taiva. Every shema, I ask him to watch my item. Don't deliver it anywhere. Just watch my item. He's providing me a service. So why don't you say that service that he's providing on my behalf will also say, alam is a shluch shalad and kamaisa. He's doing it for me, as if I'm doing it. And every shema should have a p'tur, shmir b'vayalam. And that's, of course, not true, right? The pasha shema in the Torah. It's only limited to a case of shmir b'vayalam. So how can you see that this type of lamb is of Shluka Shaladim Kamaisai, maybe all over works, but not over here to part of the egg in the Shema himself. It works maybe if I, Ramot says, I send Shliach along to help the Shema, then the Shema will part because my Shliach, that goes to Shluka Shaladim Kamaisai. But the part of the Shliach himself, when the female cadaver like this. That's what he says. And he blames Shrem, excited. All right. Well, Kazakh, we were talking about is that the Mechaber already makes a chilek between a shliach and an eved. An eved is worse. Why? Because yad eved is kiyad rabbah. So yad eved kiyad rabbah means that l'kulu yalmo, it's as if I'm there, and the body can have the tush me by violence. If I send the eved, let's say you're my shayma, and you need help on something, and I send you an eved to help you, I send you one of my workers to help you, or I didn't say workers, one of my avodim to help you, that's going to give you a pter shmir by bailam, because you have a shmir with the bailam. Who's the bailam? My eved is like me, so I'm the bailam. So Machan Ephraim says, a bizarre, Machan Ephraim, who could look at the Seminar Aleph, if that's the case, then who has it every time I send you any toil, any work of mine, if I'll send you to help you out, you'll have the pter shmir by bailam. Because by toil, we also say, yad toil ki yad bala bayis on me. So it's when the poel is there, when his hand is there, it's like, I'm there. And if it's like, I'm there, then you can have the ptur, shmir v'vayelam. Like this, again, like this kashman, that Eved, which is Muhammad, like this kashman, that Eved is worse. So who is that Mechafayim, then every poel should be also considered shmir v'vayelam, because yad Eved, yad poel, yad rabbi. So the Rebbe Kivego over here brings it down, the kitzel. So the moment of poel nochi, hashu and parasi, ayin b'mach nefayim, Udvarib Tarach in Gadol. He writes Tarach in Gadol on the Makafayim. Will you ever hear such a thing that when you send a poil, when you send a poil that should have a din of Shmuel Babaylan? And it's not only, Ridig Eger doesn't explain what the Tarach in Gadol, he just doesn't like it. But there's a truth that some say from Tesh Misha, because on the Ched, that over there he also names up a Pshita Zavada for Nikri Baylan, sending a poil, a Stavka and Eved. And he says, why? He said, because you look in the Rif, when the Rif brings down this halacha, he doesn't just say, Yadav Yad Kiyad Rabbi Dami. He says, Yadav Kiyad Rabbi, and Avdi Kagubri Dami. So, Bishleimer and Eved, you could say it's Kagubri Dami, but if all you can't say Kagubri Dami, the fact that Yadav Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Pol Kiyad Rabbi is not enough. The Yad Pol means like a Chvesi, he can do things for you, he's Eichel for you, he has authority, he's going to Messiah, he's Yad Pol Kiyad Rabbi, but doesn't make him you. In order to be you, that's a Rishmi Bavam, as if the Bavam was there, he has to be Mamashu, so I'll make a group with me. But the Pharaoh was not. So both the Kivege and the Ksam Sefer argue with the Machan Ephraim. Another interesting Zach, I just want to repeat, which we did over quickly last week. Where do we find another case of Avdi Kagupate that would make enough Kamino? Well, in Ilumashu, yeah. Whenever you want to do any kinyanim, for example, Eivet Apshilin, anything, Eruv Chateres, if you want to do, Eruv Chateres is better. If you want to do any type of kinyanim, an Eved, your Eved can't be kind of for someone else, because it's you. So, like, just like I take something out of my right pocket, put it in my left pocket, I can't be mazakit to you like that. So if I give it to my Eved, who's mine, and it's me, it also won't work. Okay, another nekuda was we said over very big kitzel last week is that Taisus holds that this whole din of sending an eved that should din a shmir b'bayalim is only first if I contract it, I obligated myself to help you, and then instead of me, I sent my eved. So the eved is assuming my position. He's stepping into my shoes. It's as if I'm there. But if you borrow an animal plus my eved, I'm lending you two things at once. We don't say Shmir Balaim. It's like, yeah, an Eved is like a parah. So I lend you two parahs today. I send you a parah plus an Eved. It's like, I lend you two parahs. People don't say, Avda Kugufidami. So the Goyin, Mishal Melech, others, many prove that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Because the Rambam brings down from the Rambam, what happens if it's Mishal or Eved below Das Rabbi, the Eved volunteers without his master knowing about it, state over here, Loi Miki Shelo Balaim. Because he doesn't have the authority to hurt his rab, to hurt his master, with commission to take like a little of us. He doesn't have the right to be chavon like shalei b'vonis. He doesn't have that ability on Eved. But vaistos, that's the only problem, vaistos. If the Eved would do the exact same thing, but let's say it wouldn't have been a choice for the rabbi, or let's say the rabbi allows him. He knows that the Eved is going and he's masking, right? Nothing more than that. He just gives him a maskama, so then it would be a din shmir b'bailam. The Eved's not assuming the balabas's shoes. What was
the case
of the Rabbah
agreed to go there and then
verify? Oh, there you go. So that's what they say. You see, they say it's not like Taisus. And that's how they say. And I want to say that Ramos, according to Rambam, Lechayra argues. But the Nesivis says like the Nesivis has a problem from before. He has a raya from the Shulchan Aruch in, where is it? In Shin Mem, that over there is also Mavua, this word that we don't say normally, Abdu Kugufay Dami, to have a Ptur Shmir Babaylam. Over there in that case. had to come on to a different Torah. It says, Al-Kohu must be, because we all like places that two parties, or Nevid with a part is like two parties, it doesn't work. I, over here, why is it different? Because places, because first you contracted yourself out, and then the guy jumped into your shoes. So what does the Ramah mean over here? Nishma Abba Lord Das Rabba, it means, like you said, first I contracted myself out, and then unbeknownst to me, my David decides to volunteer and alleviate my job without me knowing it. So that's no good. But if I would know that he's doing it, then it would work. See, he sticks it into the Ramah, so in the middle you don't have a riot from the Ramah. Okay, fine. If he was masking to do the Avodah, so he was masking to do the Avodah, but he didn't do it yet. Now what? But why are we giving him a Ptur Shmir of a Bailim? Because that's I was masking 10 years ago to do your Avodah, right? So, and now I lent you something today. So that contractual obligation I did 10 years ago is not going to give you a Shmir of a Bailim. Because right now I'm not starting the Malacha. And then unbeknownst to me, my editor decided, punk the second I'm lending you the item, or a second before that, but in the she'eva that I give you, my Eved decides to help you out. So that's Chavon Leishel Abavonim. I'm not asking that my Eved should hurt me. So the Mavela doesn't work. But if I would know about it, then in the car, I'll be Shmir Rebailim. All right, let's do some, a couple of Piskei Tshuvas here, some Geshmaka Piskei Tshuvas, and then we'll go on. If you go back to the Piskei Tshuvas, it's called an Aleph. He has a story. I would like to say the story inside. It's a bit long, but just bear with me. He says like this, I'm the tshuva k'sam sefer. This is the same k'sam sefer that I just quoted before that argues in Makanah Fahim is this tshuva. I'm the tshuva k'sam sefer, the gimel shutin, there are three shutin, sheyesh lehem sadrik, they have a business, a manufacturing place, nichoymitz, they produce koymitz, v'ir acheres, or shloshton, and the three of them, oiskin b'knir, satrichim lezeh, they all do purchases for the business, regim l'shlek, v'neim l'sham l'shgiyah, kol l'fakeh, kal etzik l'hup. But they themselves aren't the mashgiach of the job. What they do is they send out their shluchim, their kids. Not shluchim, they send out their kids to the mashgiach to be hands-on, to be like the managers of the business. They do the purchasing for the company, but who runs the company? Those are their kids. Now, here you are. Shama Abanim L'Avoysim, the kids came back for Yontif, Ayimei Achad, Utra Ashutis V'Yadachimim, he had the money bag in one of the kids' hands, and if the Yontif Bochru, they chose Lushlech Rak Echidmim Ela Fabric, they decided they don't need three watching, they'll just send one of the kids. And they sent him together. And they sent him with his money bag going back to the business, to the warehouse. He put it into his pocket in Mo'itzim Shalashmai, together with his own money. His pants pocket. And while he was on the way, other kolamois, he lost everything. It's to put money in your pants pocket. He's supposed to keep it by your chest. They had some type of, I guess like we have sometimes, belt bag. They had it by their chest. But you don't keep it in your pants pocket. Because very often it could fall out when you're getting in and out of the wagon. Okay, and I should some way to lease the boy by after the who? They want to be Mekayev, the father of this son, who is quote unquote Peshea, by putting the money in his pants pocket. They want to be Mekayev him on the whole law. No, it sounds like he's a donor. And since the kids are the shlich, each father had one kid. My son will be my shlich, your son will be your shlich, the third son will be the third guy's shlich. So it's as if we went along as well. Every time the kids go, it's as if we're there. So when they started the business, when they started the shmir, it's going to be shmir b'vayla. Or Esher, perhaps, Bonin, Afilu G'dayla Masmuka Mashuka Navim, Havala Yadim Kiyadavim, Mamish Kiyadavim, it's even worse than just a Makloik, it's Rif Ramah, but it's Lekuleyam are going to have the din of shmir b'vayla, or Lekuleyam Avishela b'vayla, Mapata Afilu Mepshia, because Bonin Masmuka Mashuka Navim is like Mamish like an Evid. It's like better than just a Stamashlim. Then Kena Hesed L'Shutzes Shava B'Shava. And if we have a Ketur, Shmir B'Alam, then we all have to share in this burden equally. Veishit. This is some Sefer talking. Hine, Bevadei, I echid me avit pasha. If one of the fathers did the pshia, v'nevet me menu, then ayinu tzrikim lefapol, in noima masha b'neim shubay shutim mecherim, ima lo malachim, ma bonim afo kevayla ima ayilat. If one of the fathers did the pshia, then we have the sugya, very good sugya, to know if the kids are considered shmir revaylam or not. Shluchu kamoisa or not. Acha others in this case loy pasha, rakashli pasha, I know our ben, the son himself was pasha, the fathers, all the shutim did nothing wrong. Then came, luya hey, let's go to the extreme. Sha'ab, Shem Esacha, believe Balavimoi. Umasa ba'atmoi, hafikadon livnoi, hagadoi. Upasha, v'neved. Let's say, Mamish, I would have been the thing and I took it and I gave it to my son, and my son would be Peshay. What would be the halakha? Pata'af. Why? We have a klal, shakala mafkit, adasish to ibonavu mafkit. But then, mukhiv l'shamim. The kid will be mukhiv l'shamim, but not the father, but then, enu shutis. He says, here's the matchak. This one was a father, would have been Peshaya. Yekidan, if all the kids are Shlucha, even more than just Shlucha, if I can have it, so then it'll be a din Shmir of a Bailam. But Mashenkin, in our case, where the kid was the one who was Peshaya, and the father is not Mukhi for that Shia. Why? Because Taladat, I'm not there, that's just a bonnable Mafid. So the father is Potter, the kid is a friender. So there's no din of shmir of a bialim. I want to skip two lines by the period. But feel in my neved neechad me avit by yidei pshia. Even if it would have been neved from the father yidei pshia, nearly it appears to me the nida and shulafanena nami hayapata. I feel in neima v'amul shluka eshelam parata in shluka kamaisai. Even if you're nem on the sheet of the rib that you normally don't say shluka kamaisai. Hacha halohein ba'atum gamkein oitzkim b'mkoimam peisik ha-shotfiz. They themselves are buying, they're purchasing for the shotfiz, and that's enough to have a dinner shmir b'baylam. Very nearly, even more. Beautiful tam toifam. Da'afidu shliku kol yavam ha-baneim. That everything that's negated to this business, the kids are afraid to do, and not themselves. Mekomakum paturim, even if the father would have been pesheya. Ve'ein ze b'chlal oyim l'shluka hashali im parati. Why not? Devadai, misha mashal atma im parati. If a person is lending himself out together with his parot, v'shuv sholek b'mkoy m'shuliach, v'nitzvayiz v'alabayit m'shluka shavel yus b'mkoy m'ay, v'zeh loy niboy b'shati shluka k'mayfay. This wasn't even part of the Shaila. If you learn Balavimai, Mamai Shlukai, even if we're going to say the actual word Balavimai means for Mamai the Shlik is not Kibalavimai, the Kabbalah Ha, in our case, is Shtadr Asmuli Shalom Parasai. Vashub is Shtadr Lamti Shliat Mumkoima. I was the one who contracted myself out to help you. And then I decided to get my son to replace me, so even the trying to get my son to replace me is a shtabas I'm doing for you. It's like regard from any other. You don't need a major malacha. We said Ashkeni Mayim, even a nominal malacha is enough to have Shmir Babaylam. So the fact that I'm trying to find a replacement, that's good for malacha I'm doing for you. Regard Ashkeni Mayim. Achiboy b'shas. The whole shayla of the Gemara is only kishavan nichmas b'klal b'shibid l'ashev. And then Vishal Achim Aparo, the Acha Abbas and Spice of Zen Zah, Mashalayim Lassus, Yasub Benim Ben Kremlin, then they agree, first they were Mukhiv themselves, then they agreed to get their kids to replace them. Ainzah together, Sholi and Parati, the Zechor, by this Hashem Yisra, a Peladik of Sam Seifa. Sam Seifa holds that the whole Shaila of the Gemara, when you're sending a Shliach, is only if I lend you my Parah, and also I send you a Shliach. But if I obligate myself to go, and then I get a Shliach to replace me, the Lekulayama will say Shluk Shalab and Kamaita. It's more. It's I myself obligate myself to go out, and the fact that I'm trying to get my son to replace me, that's the Shalab Gufa I'm doing for you, that Gufa is the Malach I'm doing for you, and that will be Shmir Levailam. A Peladika, Sam Seifan. Now, in Mitzvah, you have to also understand, is it true? Because what happens if I contract myself out? Sunday morning, I obligated myself out to help you. And Sunday afternoon, I convinced my son to go in my place. But the job doesn't start till Tuesday morning. And Tuesday morning, I lend you something. So what are you going to say? The Tuesday morning, when my son goes, Shluk Shalatim Kamaisai is not negated because this is more than Shluk Shalatim Kamaisai. Why? Because the Ishtalas I'm trying to get my son is on your behalf. Well, that Ishtalas I didn't do Tuesday morning. That Ishtalas I did Sunday afternoon. That's already finished, that is Shabbat. That pula that I did for you. It's like I built you a house Sunday afternoon. Finish. And now Tuesday morning, you have a push from Shmir Rabban. What's the Evan? You have a push from Rabban because I once helped you. Rather not. I had to go with Shaitas Kalas HaShayla. So you got to say, no, I convinced my son to go at the same time that you're learning on the Shmira. But even that is took a month, because I convinced my son to replace me for whose Torah? For your Torah, for my Torah. I did it for my Torah. I decided I'm lazy, I'm not interested. And then I'm trying to get my son to go instead of me. I obligate myself to go. And then I'm trying to get someone to replace me. So they're trying to get someone to replace me for my Torah, not for his Torah. So also we have the Shmira Rabban. I'm doing it for my Torah. But what these are Svaris, and you can always compare with Svaris, but if Peres is L'chaya, Taisim L'Fereshi Svakeh from the Svaker. The Gemara is a Shiloh by Shlichus, and then the Gemara talks about Eved. Same Shiloh by Eved. Same Shiloh the Gemara has by Shlichus, the Gemara says the past, same Shiloh by Eved, and the Gemara says, no, maybe Eved worked because Abdei Kaguf Oidomi. And that's how we blend. Abdei Kaguf Oidomi, and that's why Eved worse than Shlichus. Now Taisim says that the whole Gemara Shiloh by Eved was only is I first obligated to go myself, and then I get the Eved to replace me. But if had I lent you the Eved together with the bar, that's like lending you two bars, and that's not. So the whole Shiloh Gemara was only in such a case that I obligated myself first, and then I got the Eved to replace me. And if then cleared the Gemara, is that the same Shiloh like Shlich? Just like by Shlich, the Tumam Yoma, whether we say Shlich Shalab and Kamoise, and we'll have a Shmir Babaylam, Shiloh Babaylam, so too, Eved will have the same Shiloh. Now, if the Shaila of Eved is only in this case, right, so in the case of Shlichus, would have to be only in this case, that I, or at least this case, that I obligated myself out, and then I got my Shmir to replace me. But if you're going to tell me the Chiyai Gavna, Lekuleyam with the Shmir of the Lailam, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, since it's the Shaila by Shlichus, that same Shaila was declared by Eved. No, in this case, that I obligated myself out first and I got someone to replace me, is not a Shaila by Shlichus. That becomes only itself a part of Lekuleyam. We say, that's Shmir Rabbeinim. And if that's the case of Eved, so the Gemara should say, by Eved, this is Shmir Rabbeinim, just like by Shmir. What's going on? It's Bechay Chos in the Gemara, and in Svara also the same Cheshvin, the same way that I did a Shabbos to try to get my son to replace me, I did a Shabbos to try to get my Eved to replace me. And yet the Gemara has a Shaila, like Taisus. And like the Rambam, the Shlomo of the Rambam was arguing with Taisus, at least Bechay Chos by Taisus, Bechay Chos, the Gemara is talking about such a case, for them, going to Gemara by Shlichus. So you see that even this is a Chakir by Shlichus, a Pelotic Exam Tefer. I didn't see anyone here to cash on Exam Tefer, it's a Pella. All right, let's just continue one more on Exam Tefer. Sorry? And hold that even two par, even though Eved with a para, well, that's a debatable question, how to learn up to Ramah. This Ramah, if you learn like the Rambam, if you and you learn that the Rambam argued with Taisus, and the Tzivos we just said, all that the Rambam agrees with Taisus. Now I'm saying that even so, you're a raya from the Rambam. By the way, if I have a Fush of Taisus, that's a Fush, not like some Taisus father, right? And the Rambam, you don't know. Anyway, you're the Rambam learned a different chant in the Gemara. Good, but you're not a raya. That the reason why I learned a different chant in the Gemara, I mean, not then you learned. So, Mela, what's going on with the Rambam's life? And he said that Pshita Lekuleyama, this is not Lekuleyama, Taisus Taket Lekuleyama. All right, one more on exam table and continue. Amnon, Yav Amnon Lebenayo, Hishalu Lonu in Parasenu, then talk it would be this halacha, the check of the Zenith for Kol Shliach, Veno Yoko Leitzim Yad Amotzik, Mashakosav Arav Ashoyal, Anusvar, the Esher, the Yad Ben, on some of Kashuk and others, he had others, like just like the Makanafrayim wants to pull off a poem, Yad Rabba, his bed is like an Evet, so the Shol thought that a Ben or some of Hashem and Ovid would also have the same Milo. He came down to the Madamin, Yad Evet, Yad Rabba, less so. The Rit Moisev, Yad Evet, Yad Rabba, and the Avet to Gufa Dami. And if he said, leg two, it's a Vechula, but he leg two, that who are being a part of, we're not going to say, Yad Pok, Yad Rabba, Yad Rabba, and to say, yeah, that's a chav, Shmino, Bavayim. About the not like the Makavayim. He doesn't go to Makavayim, but a Pshita is not like the Makavayim. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Let's do Piskei Teshuva and Beis. One more Piskei Teshuva, and then we have to move on. Back to Piskei Teshuva and Beis. Yesh Chogin. This is going on the 2 days, whether Shluka Shaladim Kamoisa or not, to Shav Shmira Bevayla. So the Piskei Teshuva says like this. The Ayin, the Chubish was Yankiv. Here was the story. The Ekash Yisaka Sus Mishimin. He rented a horse from Shimin. The Saka Gankin, other Shul Shimin, and he also hired the father of Shimon, Lelech Imoy, to be the guide, La'aris La'yaderech, So I you know, they could go sometimes, you could rent out and they get the guards go along. So I rented the horse and I rented the father of the Bailam to come along. And he made up a price. The reason why he's giving it cheaper to the renter is because he's confident, because his father's coming, going along, and his father, he'll take care of the sus, he'll make sure that the sus doesn't get hurt. So since I know that it's not such a dangerous schiz, I'm giving you a better price. Because and he wants to leave it on the side of the road, because he won't be able to continue on the way, and you see he's limping. No, don't worry about it. Go, continue running back home. It's not going to hurt the sus whatsoever. When he got home, Nebuchadnezzar got very sick. The Talmud Balasus should parsha shaloyu la lirka v'alav akach shenata pesach. He said, "You are mamzer pesach. Who asked me to ride in it if he's always limp?" Aishes. V'chayy niru lechay v'aseicha. Why? Dizui pshia gemura k'mavu b'simenchim test u'b'smasham v'gam ein l'poichim mitam pshia b'vaylim. Why? Do'avam shabalasus tadi kishlukai. And let's say that would be the time to patem. Let's say the avos shabalasus is like the shliach of the balasus. So that will be the p'tur. Is that enough? You can't say this p'tur. Why? The meeting is done. The higher of the shluch was shabanoi. He wasn't the masculine. Didn't ask the father to go along. But that brought the scholar. He was hired. The l'shadi shliach klal. He wasn't acting on behalf of the owner of the source. He was trying to make money for service. Either I'm not seeing the kedushit, the chal efshalomid or l'shadi love the shliach amina. The words when he was to send your father to be shliach, to be mekadesh. The says no. If you could say not, about he wouldn't want to do it. So to hear, if you even have a tzad topic, if you made the father shliach, for sure he did make the father shliach, because the son doesn't have the chutzpah to make his father shliach. Like that, they didn't live in the 21st century. Yeah. So anyway, so that does take over here. It says over here that Abadi not going to push me over by him because the father is going for his own thing. Now go skip two lines later, and there's another Jewish Yankov. The son b'shvut Yankov kele kimo simukavayim zayim b'misha masa la'ache shtar choyz she'ita chamoyz me'aloyba. I sent you, here's a shtar choyz, collect the money from the loyva or lavi loy and bring it to me. The tzivaloy mashaleach, and mashaleach commanded him she'niyach shash achayit v'derech. If there's any chash that there could be any sakon or any Shash, you'll be vulnerable any which way. What you should do is, so hire someone right away to go together with you when you're going to collect the money from the leva. Hire an armed guard, a bodyguard, so that the money shouldn't get stolen. And the moit taket alos. And you're being paid to do this, so the chayy should be chayy out to shem metzachah. He commanded this guy, the one he hired, you don't see that he's a shliach of the Mishaleach, you see, he was a hired worker of this worker. If I tell you to hire somebody to help you, that person that you hire is not considered my shliach to have this din of the ramah of Shulchan Shulchan Ben Gamayzen. Chiddush of the Shvat Yankov. The Erech Shai jumps on the Shvat Yankov.
Why? Because the shliach was the shliach?
Well, we were to see. I mean, why shouldn't he be my shliach? Because I didn't deal with him directly. So the Ekshai... Well, Shikha, I command you, Zikha, but the Oymer Imroi really is a Shailah. He says that the Ekshai says, the Makhlek is a Paisim, by Oymer Imroi, if we say it's considered the Shluch Shalom HaShalach. Even if you don't tell him, even if this guy hired the bodyguard without telling the bodyguard that he's hiring him on my behalf, let's say he pretended to the bodyguard his own money. Still, but who's paying the bodyguard? Me. Unbeknownst to the bodyguard, but he's using this guy, my worker, is using my money to hire the bodyguard. My shame is to Mela, since it's my money, That's what he's being paid. So you see that the bodyguard belongs to the guy's money. It's like, it's mitiakas, whoever owns the money. So it's considered my bodyguard. It's considered my shliach. So mainly he says that if the machloek is over there, by your name, if it's considered a shliach anas, he says, the cholapaka should be that machloek is over here. He should say that should be totally in the machloek, and maybe ta'akul be shmi v'alim, and I'm making a veil of a rai. He won't be able to be making mummim from this shema with pasha, or not pasha, with the name of veil, but he could be making mummim from this shema tzacha that was nidnami menu, because we should say that Kimwe, like that cheetah, that I'm is considered a shlech of the violet. And the male of the tour are shmir of violet. How are you going to tell me? But even shluch shalad and kumaisi, the makwaiki is makab and ama, riff and ama, if we say, so really, you have to say, Kimwe, that you are my shlech. And then Kimwe again, that shluch shalad and kumaisi drives shmir of violet. He said, no problem, even by sex sake, you can't be my two mommy. The din of a mitzvah of Ella Maria, you have a chesed mommy, he's even against a sex sake. Even if you got a sex sake to be my kindly, I should win. I'm with the mitzvah of Ella Maria. So you blight shrimp on the shrub, Yankee. All right.
All right.
Correct, he gave that advice. So maybe I could get the father. We'll talk about that. I could be mechayev the father for that advice. If you know, and they took raw ain't the shenu genis, the Ramban and Kitchen Kamin and Gamir says you're not chayev for ain't the shenu genis of Gamir. But with Jacob, you should know you're not supposed to go with a limb toward. Who asked you to rely on the father? I never gave you permission. I never gave my father authority that whatever he said goes. Because I know I have another shmir there, so I'm happy because I know I have an extra degree of shmir. And an expert man on this one, but some I'll have an extra pair of eyes, an extra pair of hands to watch me. And let's say he's an expert. Let me use an expert. But I still haven't given the authority to make a bad decision. I didn't tell you that you could follow whatever he said. So the neighbor, you're not right. I, the father, duped you, so take it up with the father. But that's not going to pass you from me. I have a tine on you, and now you'll take it up with the bottom. All right, let's move on. Sif Zion, come. There's going to be a bunch of easy sifim now. Let's see if we could have some stories here. All right. Shutrim Shasham Echim Mechaver. You have two partners. And the partners, of course, are doing business constantly with each other. Shasham Echim Mechaver, the smart point down. Sifkan Yubez, Atulu Lutzachoy, Shainu Lutzachoy. I take a personal loan. Do me a favor, can I borrow your car today, whatever it is? I need to go somewhere on the way home from work. Can I borrow your car? Have you shayla v'bailim? It's considered shayla v'bailim. Why? Because the shutim are constantly working for each other. That's what this man said. Gimel, the tamid en yachat v'esek ha-shatfit. So when I borrow something from you, and you're also working for me, hey, I got a tour, shayla v'bailim. Great. And who are then? If someone will borrow something from his wife, say he borrows this in the look, whatever, borrow something from his wife, and he blows it, he's going to be potter. Because his wife are canceling the shibbutz to work for the husband, to do the sarazon, whatever the chiyuv and the wife has to do for the husband. Mamela is canceling, it's like shibbutz, you always have the p'tur. So that's what the Torah says over here. So if someone borrows from his wife, and he blows it, he's always going to have the p'tur of shmir of the bailin, even if he's cliche, I'm going to help him. So a wife buying from the husband, he said, is makwek is ramam and rises, not borrowing. I shouldn't say violence. A wife works in the kitchen, she breaks something, or works in the house and breaks something. So the Rambam says you're part of it because of Takana, which is the Yishalmi. And the Rabbi says, no, it's not Lamin Menach. Takana is Menadin, because the wife has a din of Shmir Levailim, because the husband's Meshuga to the wife. That was what we said. And we said, no, maybe it doesn't work for being Mazik, only works for Pshir or Bnei Vaveda, but not if Mazik be a lion. That was the whole Tumul. And then other, the Rishon Mokiyasa says that the husband's not Meshuga to work for the wife the whole time. So you have to know when she borrowed it or when she blew it, but the wife is mishuv to work for the husband the whole time. The meila, the husband, when he borrows from the wife, will always have the torah shmir v'baila. Now, by shutzin, this torah, that even though the Makabe says a clear halacha, shutzin shorat mekleah v'sheila v'baila, Makabe is only talking about a normal case that the shutzin are shutzin v'yachad, the oisik v'yachad. But what was common today, that you'll have an investor, a silent partner, and a managing partner, the asylum partner is not working for the managing partner. The managing partner is working for the asylum partner. So then it'll be enough to mean the Torah Kashukha. If the managing partner borrows something from the asylum partner, he'll be chayiv. He doesn't have the Torah Shmir Babaylam. If the asylum partner borrows something from the managing partner, he'll have the Torah Shmir Babaylam because the managing partner is always working for him. Tava means he just invests, he does nothing for the business, he just sits silent, and he lets the managing department take care of the business, do whatever he wants. He doesn't do anything. The mayor, there will be part-time. Because he has the Torah Shmir Balaam of the managing department. The managing department would be chai, he doesn't have the word of the silent partner. All right. So anyone who has partners, be careful. At least 9 to 5 or whatever it is during working hours for sure. Yeah, but you should know. I mean, anyone who has a business, you probably ask around. Anyone who has a business, I don't think it's limited to 9. Yes, Scott, what time do you finish? 5 o'clock, lights out, lock the door? 5 a.m. See, finishes 5 a.m. So, yeah, from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. No, it's only finishes. When you're running a business, it's 24/7.
No, but that's
24/6.
The reason I brought that up is the same thing. You have to take care of all life. It's also 24/7. Rappler system, right?
If she's sick. If she's sick. If she's not sick, then that's fine.
No, you always have to
be on call.
You have to be on call.
On call. I am. Okay, on call. Glad that we'll see later on.
The same thing is in. You think he's working every single minute? He's on call every minute.
When
he's working every single minute.
When he's not working, he's thinking about it. He's breathing it. He's living it.
Come on. He's dominating.
And dominating. Except for when the time of dominating.
What?
Except for the time of dominating.
Okay.
Hopefully, yeah. All right, come. Let's go.
You're a keeper.
What is he dominating for? Excellent, good. All right, success. Hoyim lekaver hashileni hayoy. Lend me today, v'ashulcha l'malka, and I'll lend you back in return tomorrow. Ein shela b'baylam. It's not considered shela b'baylam. It's at two different times, not shela b'baylam. So like the Sman said, cut in your dalet. V'ratzolayma de'enu pata, doesn't have the pure shmir b'baylam. Ha'va m'komokam ein olea l'kshen m'tacha, which really k'saycha. He's considered a saycha, not a shoya. Because v'vayt, it was an exchange. I only borrowed from you because you're borrowing from me. It's made up. It's contractual. So you're getting on, I'm getting on this. It's like I paid you to borrow from you and you paid me to borrow from me. So it's like you're taking, you rented the item. The only thing you have to show me is you're not going to be hired at the regular show. But you won't have the patrol of Shmir Babayman. All right. Let's do another test. Okay, here goes. This is got to have a nice story for you. I just heard this week. My Gishmaka story. Show me Isha. If you borrow from your wife, a paras nixin mulod. Nixin mulod means all the nechotim the wife brings into marriage, that the husband is not shut up in the ksuba. It doesn't make it same dollar. From the nechotim, the husband shuts it up in the ksuba, that he takes full of kais, and if it goes down, he's going to be afraid to pay all on him on the husband. That's same dollar. He shuts it up, yekiv is all, everything's on the husband. A shame came nixin mulod, which is gemember, anything she brings in, any trasol she brings in, or yerusha that she inherits while she's married, that's nixin mulod. It's her money. But the husband has the skus peis. She has like a kinyan agof in it, it's hers. But the husband has a kinyan peis in it. He's allowed to use it. It's his, so it's a shtamshit. She has a kinyan agof, he has a kinyan peis. That's mixing malot. Shoshon the issue of paras mixing malot. If I go ahead to your wife and I borrow her trousseau, her stuff that she yashined, her para that she yashined, that's her mixing malot. The initial I buy her and I also get the husband to help me out, walking out, help me load the animal. I forget. Isha Shashala Parah Latzeich Nixin Malok Shalah. She goes in and borrows a parah to appreciate, to enhance, to improve her Nixin Malok. Minisha Bala Parah Lavaila, and the Bala Parah happens at that time to be an employee or he's voluntarily helping out her husband. Lahavi Shayla Divaila. It's like a piece of Shayla Divaila because we don't say that she and her husband is one. We see she's one person, husband is one person, so we don't see the connection. There's no Shayla B'ayim. One's doing the Shayla, and one's doing the Shayla B'ayim. The Malachis B'ayim. So you don't see Shayla B'ayim. Why? Because the Kinyan Peis, love Kinyan Agov Dami. Had we said Kinyan Peis, Kinyan Agov Dami, so we'd say that the husband has Kinyan Peis, it's like he owns the Gov, so he's the B'ayim. The male, if he goes out, it's like Balavimai. If he gets the other side, so it's like Balavimai to the Shayat. But because we don't say Kinyan Peis, Kinyan Agov Dami, we see them two different entities, two separate entities, and the male, he will not have the tour of Shmir B'ayim. Very Gishmak HaLacha.
You mentioned this in some articles, but that only works because it's just a snot. Because otherwise it would be Shmir B'ayim.
Nick says saying B'ayim, at least he took it over, it's like his enemy, he takes the chayiv on it, everything.
I know, but he's Shmir B'ayim because she was Meshubah here at the same time.
If he's borrowing it. If he borrows it, and Nick says saying B'ayim, I don't know if it works, it's borrowing from his life. If he's like, I don't know, he's purchasing it, if he takes it on, okay, the Gemara said they have to give it back at the end, but I don't know what that, exactly that halacha is. You want to say it, have the same thing before, show me ishtar. You might be right, I don't remember.
You can make it tonight.
Oh, I can make it
tonight, over
Okay, if you make it tonight, dissolve it. So let me tell you a story. One of Makabe, the Yonim, told me this story this week. Because there's a younger man, just got married, and he moved out of town to an out-of-town kerlo, an outreach, a curative kerlo. He was hired by, we were the Florida, I think this was a place, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. An out-of-town kerlo, and he starts, it's just like, you know, it's a flagging organization just starting, and they needed to clean the place. So the Reish Kerlo asked him to borrow his vacuum cleaner. And he borrowed the younger man's vacuum cleaner. He vacuumed the place, whatever it is, and he left the vacuum cleaner in the building, and it was stolen. That wasn't my time. So the younger man told the Reish Kerlo, you owe me for the vacuum cleaner. Shlo Kai Boynton, you borrowed it. You owe me for the vacuum cleaner. Shlo Kai Boynton. So the... Sorry?
I think that's
Shia. 11 minutes, Shia. Shia is your turn. Good, sir. Good, sir. Of course you can be high. Good.
Let's hope he said it right away.
The
left it in the public building.
That other building
is the Kerlo building. Yeah, they think one of the workers walked over there. One of the main people helped themselves with a vacuum cleaner. So anyway, because that was the thing. You told them, you're high points. So the Rich Kerlo said, yeah, but you're employed. I didn't borrow from him. I borrowed this to the organization. And you're employed by me. The same up the truck is when the organization is hiring you. So I have a tour of Shmir of the Bible. I'm going to be fucked. That was the Shaila. That was the story. Counted the man, Gavaldis. So where did I get the vacuum cleaner from? My shviga, you know, when I married my wife, she brought it into the cosmos. She brought in the vacuum cleaner and the kalim and the towels and the bed sheets. She brought in everything. So this is part of the mix in the month. And I, and the Konami, meant to, but it was her vacuum cleaner, and the Gifusha look at it. We don't say, Shmir Babalam, oh, mix in the month, Gavaldis. Excellent. Now, the halacha, the rabbi doesn't really say this, because the halacha, if you really look, you see that's not this case. The case is showing me each of us missing the look. What else did you show from the husband, his wife missing the look, and then you borrow the husband? That doesn't say it over here. But it happens to be the Tosfos. The Tosfos on this figure of Shaul, Meisha, Tosfos says, L'edya, who are din, if you show from the Bailim the nickname, the look of his wife, you'll still have the same din that Isha Larki Dufas, I mean, you won't have the story of Shmi and the Bailim. It's a very geschmack. Very geschmack story. Now, it doesn't even say more. They said, one side says, it has to be because she has no rights, declared, that she might not even have the right to lend out her own vacuum cleaner because it's already Meshubba to her husband for his status. So Al-Kochid had to be talking about that the husband was at least masking to lend out his wife's vacuum cleaner. So believe it, the Nefusha tells us that when the husband lends out his missing maluk of his wife, you have the same halacha, that even though the husband's doing both things, he's lending out the vacuum cleaner and he's lending himself out, you will not have the Ptura Shmir Baram.
But I
lend it out. Yeah, the husband has tated.
It's a carrying
game. A carrying game, so what? He's making it like Inishon Mashayla, Mahashalot, to someone else. I don't know if there are parts of it because he's like supposed to be controlling and have authority on it. But yeah, so let's say that she was not. Let's say. Good. So the mice is a very nice story. Hits home, the mice. And I'm sure you can have a lot of these stories if you think about it. Any type of Yerusha jewelry. Okay, we'll get over the jewelry later on. But any of these type of things, you would not have the tour of Shemina Babayla. All right, let's move on. One more halakha. Let's try. Shor Parah, Lurabo. Never, because a person is borrowing a para to do, I mean, it's us, obviously, to be a revei of the para. It's also, so it's something which is unusual, it's not really what you're supposed to be showing a para for. Or you leroyes, or you borrow the para to show off, to show people that you're wealthy. If I borrow your stuff and I can show people that I'm wealthy, they'll extend me credit. So I have to look good, I have to look wealthy. If I take your item, not because I need your item, I'm not going to be mishtamish with the item. My needs is that I should look good, to be presentable to others, to be able to get credit. Oh, a third case, lots of the box and shovel boots. I borrow something where the whole ishtamshes of that item is a ishtamshes worth less than the shovel boots. Nachashayla. Oy Shashol Shtei Pras Lazit Ben Shavar Pruta. Even if you're going to tell me that Pakas Shavar Pruta is not enough. But now I'm going to borrow two paris to be able to do a Shavar Pruta's work. Each one is doing a Pakas Shavar Pruta, but together they're doing a Shavar Pruta. So Mitzad B'Shoyal and the Mashal, we see a Shavar Pruta exchanging in. Mitzad each part is only giving a half of a Pruta's worth of Malacha. What's the halach in this case? Harei zeh sofek, it's a sofek, ve'ein mutin yodai. It's a sofek, we'll not be able to relate the from yodai, wherever it is. On all these cases, in all four cases, ein mutin yodai, you won't be able to relate from the shoymer, from the shoyal, to be makayven. We're right? Okay, I mean, that's what he borrowed it for, and the Bible will ask him, there's no time, it's fine. I mean, it wouldn't be Shalal Le'ah, it would be Sam Shalal. Okay, the Gemara Taka says, you're not supposed to have your stuff and put it, this Gemara says in Elamitiyat, you're supposed to hang out the stuff, and where it says, Namanalef, because people are going to come in, and they get to come in, and Machayev with their eyes. Okay, fine. What's going on here? You have four cases that are the Shalal. What's going on here? So let's see this Ma, the Son Tazayim, he explains these cases. Stop this Ma. Pirish. All these cases are boyer dola ishita. The zeloshna gemara, l'rava mau. Kiddushayli im shouldn't be known. Do we need a normal what normal people borrow the iron for? Or the achilah shayli im shim. People normally don't borrow animals to have mishkav with. I do my time am I mishum ano. Vach is like no. Look, that's what he wants to borrow it for. So he has ano. And the value is a yes, but the vashayli is a yes also. Good. He has ano. Next child, Laharis by Usher. I want to show people that I'm wealthy. The Akifu Lai now, and people should extend me credit now. Mamina Vino, wait, I'm borrowing Mammon. I am borrowing Mammon. Or Dilma Vino, Mamina Minad Shayla Gufa. I need to get the money from the item itself, to get the money from the item. It's a stamshin. I'm not doing that. There's nothing. Laka, there's nothing over here. I'm not taking from the item. I'm not getting my stamshin for the item. I'm just doing it to show up. Next shayla, pox mishava puta mao, mi amin mamayna bina on veheta. Aduma, ko pox mishava puta lav klumu. What is a puta? It's like nothing doesn't count. Shal beis paris mahu, even if you're going to tell me pox mishava puta na, mi amin adil bata shayla masho, look at the shayla na masho veheta, because together, two halves make a whole. Aduma, adil bata paris of a ko kadva kadva let the mamayna take up. It's a take up. Now, what are these shaylas? Now, four shayles are going on. What's the chakir of the Gemara? We're going to get to what? Makhlek is the shayles. Chol anachi bayit, pish rashi vatur, le'inin ihabi, le'shoyal, din shoyal, le'tchai v'ayim fin alay. All the shayles of the Gemara is I'm considering shayles. There's a chidish akor, a pasha called shayla. Shayla is when you're borrowing from it, that's how it's a stamshis from it, not le'roiz, or normal stamshis, not le'rivaba, or has a stamshis chacha for shavaputa. These things that don't have enough stamshes and not the normal stamshes, that's not the chalal, the pasha of Sheila, and I won't be a shal, I won't be chayvon. That was the shav of the Gemara. Avol ishalinim bebailim, but if I'm going to borrow it together with the bailim of the animal, avad loikom yibailu bu, the pshit of the part of ben zamada, I'm going to have the p'tur Sheila bebailim. The whole yad of the Gemara was even more fundamental. Am I a shal b'chalal to be chayvon? That was the shav of the Gemara. Avol Rambam pirish. Gam hani ibayis linin shayla bevaylin. The Ram goes fakir. The Ram goes shoyel b'stiya. That's the double portion of Rami giving the chay b'intin. The whole shayla gemara was only lega b'shmir bevaylin. If in the chay gam the chiddush akor that shmir bevaylin passes a shoyel, will we say this chiddush akor even for modern type of shaylas? Shaylas that are not usual or not shavaput to dika shaylas. Well, from what she calls a magen mishu sham vam oh a machabe sasam dvarav. Kedei lefash boi eze pirish and yitza. When Mechaba skirted, danced around this makwekis, he bedavka worded it that you can't tell if it's going like the Rambam or going like Rashi, because he wants to say that both are part of the Shalit. Whatever, he's Mosafik. So you have both Shalit. Rashi is more cool with it on two. The first he holds that you might not even be a Shalit. And if you have Shriya Bailam, you're Sikha Shalit and the Bailam. And the Rambam holds Shalit, you for sure are. And the whole shag was Gemara was only the guy that he shayla bevaylam. And on that, since you have a sofik, the mechabit says, "Ein matim yada, you can't be mighty because you have a sofik." That's the shayla of the Gemara. Thank you, Shmack. Good. Are you shayla chinam? Are you going to be chayv chosh or pshi or even a shayla tzal? Could be chayv the gnei v'avedus. If you look in the shag, it's cotton vav. The Shach says, "Hadei de tzofik im chayiv bointin." The whole shah was only the gabi chayiv bointin. Avu chayiv begnivah meveden. That's for sure. Chayiv begnivah meveden. Why? Came into ikir shavutu l'shoyel to din shayim l'tzalcha. On three out of these four cases, l'rova or l'rois, or when I borrow two parrots, I get a hano of a shavutu. Now it works. I'm doing it in a modern way, or not a shavutu from each item. But at the end of the day, I'm getting a shavutu worth of hano from this. So it's Wadara that I'm watching the item, and you're giving me a Shavaputa to wash the item. So I'd be a Shema Tzalcha. That's what the Rosh and the Ramah, the Torah brings down, says, Ken Kaza the Rosh, Ken Kaza the Rosh, Shema Ramah. So the Mela, Shema Tzalcha, you're for sure in those cases. Not in that other case. The third case was, we were sure last week's Bapakas and Shavaputa, and the Bapakas Shavaputa, you won't be a Shema Tzalcha either. You'll be maybe a Shema Chinam. Maybe you'll be a Shema Chinam, correct. But three out of the four cases we have are not the Shavaputa. There the Shach says, Avadim is Mikhaev, like if you show him, Avadim is Mikhaev, if you show him the Tzalcha, and Mikhaev on the Neva Veda. Zot the Shach, Kvaldik, O Mash Minikan, from here we see, the Ein Shem Tzalcha, Chayev, the Neva Veda, Elam Kain, Tzalcha, Shavaputa. When you see that the Rosh, the Tur, and the Ramah, I have to say, that in these cases where you have a Tzavit Anor of a Shavaputa, you get whatever Anor is Stamchit of a Shavaputa, that will be enough to make you into a chiv of Gneva Vadaido, that will make you into a Shemet Acha by saying in that other case where you don't have a Stamchit of a Shavaputa, you will not be chayv for Gneva Vadaido. You won't be chayv for Gneva Vadaido. From Torah, if you see that in order to become a Shemet Acha, you have to be paid a Shavaputa. And this is the Shach Sheet and Shin Gimel as well. The Pella, Tuba Shach, no one discusses it. The Shach Sheet said that in order to be chayv for Gneva Vadaido, so Shemet Acha, to be paid, the chayv of Neva Veda, the tzchara, the least of tzchara word, was Shavaputa. The Rabbit, the Shemak arrived from here. The Pella and the Shachil, we once discussed it in Lukas Tzedako, it says like this, when I pick up your Veda, according to Makos Rabbi Rabbi Yitzid, where Veda holds, I'm going to be chayv to Shem Nesach. Why am I Shem Nesach in your Veda? Because I know that I gain a Shavaputa with. Why? Because I took the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. While I'm dealing with your Aveda, I won't have to give a Pruta to Tzedaka. So I redeem that Pruta. That's my pay to become a Shema Tzedaka on the item. And there's up to Gemara. Now, how much money? Now, Gemara got to have to say, one case of mitzvah, Pruta to Rav Yosef. Another place of mitzvah says, I give a bread. I say, yeah, I know that I don't have to give a bread to an Oni. So how much do I need to be making my mitzvah of Tzedaka? If you tell me I need always to give a pruta to Zalka, I say, if it only comes to my door at that moment, I'm talking, you have to give a pruta. And because I'm handling with your Aveda, I'm part of that pruta, so I could deem that now to Vano. But my real discontent says, Lahedja, that we don't need a pruta for the Zalka. If it only comes to you, if you give him even Pachs and Shar Pruta, Abi Al Yoshev Dach Michla, and you can't embarrass him, turn him down. But there's no share in the scene of Tzedaka of a Shavaputa. Even about a penny and a third now that silver went up. But you can give even one penny less than a Shavaputa, and that will be enough. You don't have to give a Shavaputa. That's what my real sister said for Hedja. And Grado, the Ramah brings down, you can give even one greatness. And the Sefri says, I think the Chaim Knievsky brings this raya, the Sefri says that a greatness is 1/100th of an Issa, and there are 8 Prutas in an Issa. It's zikr less than a Shavaputa. So the Bush Alok and Amor, then you're allowed to give a Gregus, which is Pokus from Shavaputa, to an Ani, in the time of Mitzvah Tzedaki and Pokus Shavaputa. So, Bishlam, if you held that you become a Shem Tzaka, even a Pokus from Shavaputa, so that's why you become a Shem Tzaka, Putra, Yad, Putra, Zav, Dafka. But if you all like the Shaka, you always need a Putra to become a Shem Tzaka, then why is every Shem Aveda turn into a Shem Tzaka? Because the Putra Tzav Yezir, because I said, Dinda, I didn't have to give money to an Ani. I could have given an Ani even less than a Putra. So I didn't have Dina a Putra. So why am I even Shem Tzaka? And then you have to Dinda half a Putra. That's not enough to make me a Shem Tzaka. A Pella.
Don't they have a Kasha on that from the lawsuit itself?
Okay, maybe that's normal. Got it one plate to something food, one plate says bread. The Ristolanya. So God it doesn't if you might know it's like an anagram, not all the time there's a mention food, there's a dukkala. You give a roll to an onion. So it's a problem we discussed it because it's darker, where maybe you're fadim 2 onion or 3 onion and you add up to a puta. It's not so posh because you know the other problems, whatever it is. But the Maria Saad argues with the Shach. The Shuv is Yehudi Yael and Chelik Beis in Simon Kuf Tzadiyah. He actually says it twice in Kuf Pei Zayin, and then he reinforces it in Kuf Tzadiyah. He says you don't need a Pruta to be Chayiv, to be a Shem Tzalcha, and he doesn't know where the Shach got it from. And then I, the Shachi, had such a gishmakarai from the Rosh and the Ramah and the Pur, and I mean, he much as he tried to have the Cheshin, I'll be honest with you, I didn't cut the Cheshin again, maybe because it was Purim, I didn't cut the Cheshin, but I tried everything again tonight before I came to Shia, and still didn't cut exactly. It sounds like a major doichi you're trying to step, put in there. Let me tell you, I think this Raya is a Raya Shainal of Shuvah, it's a gishmakarai, so you need a Puta. I would do with the Gemara, Puta Rageza, no. We're going to have to say a Teret. But that's your shock. Shock spars from here that you need a put to become a shamazak. Okay, so let's go back to the case. What was the case? There are a bunch of cases. Lerova, that's not from Negev today, Baruch Hashem. But Leroy, it's a lot of boxes that Ruta is Negev. I'll give you a couple of cases. First of all, let's understand Leroy. I'm doing it to show off. First of all, Thomas, I like the Kakasha, is how you'll ever do it to show off to be able to get credit. If you even give it that, I value your things that should look well. See, for don't you extend credit to me? Okay, I'm trying to fool that guy. Should we ever give it that? I didn't see anyone answer, but let's say the guy did it anyway. He was even his.
No, now, no, I have a pair. It's really the person knows that he's really full.
Like the Ramosha was talking.
Mistaken about it.
Yes, like Ramosha. That's like I had that idea as well. Ramosha has this. You let us all you hear. To the job interview, I even though it's shaped as a Geneva's dad to make you black, it looks stronger, look younger. So Ramesh says, I'm economy. He says, if you know, I don't know how you know, but if you know your man is stark, like a younger individual with black hair, then you're allowed to do it because you're only doing that, he shouldn't think that you're weak. But you're not fooling him, so you're talking strong. So in economy, if you're really wealthy, just you don't flaunt your assets. I need to borrow my neighbor's assets. Because he wants, there's stories, these sting operations, like, a guy, I go into your house, I made a meeting in someone else's house, I knew a wealthy guy was out of town, and I went into his house, and I made a meeting with someone in the guy's house, the guy should think that I have this humongous mansion. There's a bunch of these types of stories. But, if you tackle all really wealthy, then you won't have a problem with the other stuff. Not here. But anyway, okay, so getting back to here. So if you do it to show off, what does it mean show off? I just want to take it apart. If I borrow your painting, I want to enhance my living, I borrow your painting, I think it's a double portion that you're going to be chayiv for Shayla there. You can't tell me, oh, Leroy is well. That is the purpose of the painting. The painting's purpose, that's his hishtamshus. Leroy for me, that you're doing something that's nice, it really has a specific hishtamshus, and you're doing something different than that hishtamshus, you're doing it today just to show off. So you're not doing it for its proper hishtamshus, and maybe you don't, but if I borrow the painting today, to use the painting, even though to look at, I thought that's going to be a regular shayla. If I borrow your jewelry, because I want to wear and I want to look good at the chasana, same thing. I thought even though I'm doing it to look good, that's the shtamshah of the jewelry, to look good. That's for that, it's not going to have this whole shayla. My shayla is only, whatever I borrow the painting and the jewelry, only to show off. Not for the painting, not that it should look pretty. What? Or you leave the jewelry on the table show off. Even if I wear it, I want to buy your gold watch, and I'm going to this meeting, and I'm buying who knows what, that I should look wealthy, right? So I think like this, that by painting, for sure, that would be the shayla in the red book, because that's not the normal stampship of painting. Shayla is by jewelry. I don't know, because jewelry really, if you ask someone, I know, depending on some people tell you jewelry is taka to look good, Baruch Hashem. But some people tell you that jewelry is special to, stick your eyes out, to flaunt it. I'm wealthy, and I have this, beautiful pendant or whatever it is. So then maybe that's part of, maybe they won't be murdered to it. But ask people what their next door neighbor's jewelry is purpose for. You'll see that purpose is special to stuck your eyes out, to show off. To show off. So it could be that might be the shamshus of which jewelry's purpose is to show off. I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm pushing it. But let's say I'm having a meeting, so I guess you took me a favor, I wanted to park your Lexus in front of my house, or your Acura SUV right in front of my house, the guy should think I'm pretty wealthy. So that's going to be a case of the real spot. I'm not doing it to drive. I'm not just driving your Lexus. The function of my car was just fine. I'm doing a pleasure that people should think I'm wealthy. So that's the Shaila Lerespa. It's a light Rashi. I might not even be a Shaila. I'm like, Rambam, at least I might will be a Shaila, whether I have the Ptur or Shaila Babaylam. And God, you should know, because of this Machoik, it's really, it's a Mezun Kaveh Alavaya all the way, even though, like, again, maybe it's like Zeka. Like, let's say a guy borrowed his item, later on his law, and something happened to it. So, play to Rambam, you think a guy. Because only child is the Gabi Shayla B'mayim. I'm like Rashi on the topic. So they said, sex sex. And still, you can't be making my sex sex. The guy could say, Kim Lika Rashi. And I'm a team, the other, like the Machabu was awesome. The Smash says, the Machabu was Zadaka awesome. To be Kailo, these two Shayla. So the guy says, Machabu is even in this. I'm a team, the other. You could say, Kim Lee, like Rashi. And Kim Lee in Rashi, that this is not considered a Shayla. And I'll be possible. It was a maita shahaya. This maita was mizachis either to Rav Reuven Ben Gis, not either, it was to both. I heard this many times from Rav Reuven Ben Gis, and I think I even saw once in a sefer that this maita happened to Rav Reuven Ben Gis. Then afterwards, much like a year, this was many years ago, but like a year ago, I saw someone quote this story over from Yisrael Salanta. I'm not sure if that might happen twice, it was like all the times the stories get mixed up, but it's a Gevashmaka story. Someone borrowed a very chosh of a pen, Mont Blanc pen, whatever it is, and he was using it, and he was Peshea, and the pen broke, or whatever, let's say it was a Nenas. So make it a case of Nenas. It must have been Nenas, otherwise you go into the other side. Yeah. So let's say it was Nenas, and it should be, it was Nenas. So the guy says, but you show this guy blank, you're going to have to pay. They came to the Rav. So the Rav said, the stamshes of that pen, what do you have to do? You had to write something, you sign your name on the check, whatever it is. The stamshes that you got out of that pen is Foksim Shavaputa. So it goes into the Shiloh. The Shiloh of Foksim Shavaputa. And maybe you might not even be a shell with Skybox. And maybe you're part of him. The Rav part of him. Either Shoel Slanta or Rav Ben Gis both. He's part of him because that goes into a case of Shoel that the stamshes should be Foksim Shavaputa. Take a shmack. So you see that. This case, you might think it doesn't happen to often, but it happens. The only thing is, what bothered me, stick with the mice and it's see if it was, is Naniyah to write something for a split second did nothing. But let's say a guy, I don't have a pen and I need a check. And you tell me, you're only going to let me use your pen if you charge me 2 pennies. I won't pay the 2 pennies. The hishtamshes, not just the ink that I take away, it's the hishtamshes of the pen. $1 million pen to use enough that for 1 minute could be worth a lot. Like I sleep in a hotel, $500 a night. It comes up at the put every second, even though it's nothing there, right? That is, but if you want, if that's what you needed, you pay for it, right? So here, maybe the stamshes of the pen is tackled with the shavafruta. If I say they knew that it was worth talking with shavafruta, but maybe it says it goes into the shiloh, and maybe you could say kimli karach and you'd be potter. All right, a good avach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.